Ready?
Go. Hey everyone, it's Heather Whaley.
That's Frank Whaley. Hey Heather, how are you?
Hey, today's Monday, January 25th, and this is episode 13 of our fifth season. Do you think it's going to be a good episode, Frank, or is it just going to be sort of meh?
Look, I'm barely hanging on. So, you know, whatever it is, whatever it shall be. You know, that's basically my philosophy. What it is and what it shall be.
Yeah. I'm not holding out like great hopes because it's a little late in the day for us to be doing this. We tend to get a little tired.
Speak for yourself, sister.
And
I'm full of energy.
Okay. Great. I'm so happy to hear it.
I got the energy of a damn iron horse.
What's an iron horse?
Horse made of iron? What do you think an iron horse is?
I've never heard of an iron horse. I would think an iron horse wouldn't have a lot of energy, be just like a doorstop sitting there, a heavy iron horse.
Enough about iron horse, Heather. Enough. But I'll tell you one thing that I do know, one thing that I have learned so far in 2021.
Yeah.
My big takeaway so far from 2021, or as I call it, 2021, otherwise known as 2-0-2-1. Army Hammer is a motherfucking freak.
Yeah, he's a crazy, crazy guy. I mean,
I'm still wondering. Question is, maybe somebody, one of the listeners, can help us out. Is he related to Arm & Hammer baking soda?
Like there's also the Arm & Hammer Museum in Los Angeles.
Is there?
The Hammer Museum.
Is that Arm & Hammer?
I thought it was the Arm & Hammer.
Well, the Arm & Hammer brand is actually Arm & Hammer. Not Arm & Hammer. This guy's name is Army Hammer.
Oh, no, it's the Hammer Museum.
You are confused like a damn iron horse.
And they have the Arm & Hammer collection at the Hammer Museum.
Yeah, Arm & Hammer. They make baking soda, and now
I'm
they
aware.
Make...
I'm aware.
Stop shouting. Anyway, his
No, ex... his name, listen, Armand Hammer was a guy's name.
Okay,
Armand
so then why do
Hammer.
They say Arm Armand, and Hammer?
Armand Hammer, his name is A-R-M-A-N-D, and he was the founder of the museum, so you owe me an apology.
So what's this got to do with Army Hammer, this freaky, freaky, deaky, deaky, whose
no
ex-Instagram model Paige Lorenz, I'm not familiar with Paige Lorenz's work, all due respect. Respect. Is speaking out again.
Yeah, he's the great-grandson of oil tycoon Armand Hammer.
Of course he is. Of course he is.
So I think, hold on, Arm and Hammer has nothing to do with the oil tycoon. That's what I'm guessing. It's just a weird thing that the two things have nothing to do with each other.
Well, guess what? I don't give a fuck. But let me tell you something about Army Hammer, okay?
Yes.
First of all, now I have extra reason to hate him since he's, like, you know, spawned off of damn oil tycoons. Why the fuck couldn't I be spawned off an oil tycoon? Huh? Why did my damn mother have to marry a drunk janitor from Syracuse who carried a switchblade? Why?
He carried a switchblade?
Yeah, and had ringworm on his cheek.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Like, all the time? You don't get rid of that?
Well, all
it's
I know
worms
is
worms in your face?
All I know is she said that when she met him, he had ringworm on his face. I'm like, what the fuck did you marry him for? Why did you want to marry this man?
Okay, so tell me a little bit about Army Hammer.
Meanwhile, Army Hammer's mother, her grandmother, is marrying a frickin' oil tycoon.
But I bet she was somebody also that's...
Army Hammer is spawned off an oil tycoon, is big and bristly and gristly and blue-eyed, and I'm spawned off a damn janitor and I'm squirrely and I got a lazy eye. Anyway, Army Hammer's ex-Instagram model Paige Lorenz is speaking out again amid his leaked DM controversy and reports his behavior... About his behavior towards women, Heather. Now, last week, she revealed an alleged new disturbing detail of something he did during their time together.
Uh-oh. Okay. Oh, God. More than asking for her toe?
Well, he wanted to carry her toes. I don't even know if it was her toes. He wanted to carry her toes around in his pocket.
That's so gross. It would start to stink.
Well, I would think anything that you were carrying that was this dismembered from somebody's body would stink. You wanted to carry one of my toes.
Okay, tell me what he did.
I said
most
no.
recently.
Well, in a new tweet sent out on Sunday, January 24th, Paige wrote, quote, sharing photos of me I didn't even know existed with people online without my permission or knowledge. Disgusting, violating, and quite frankly, unacceptable.
Hmm.
So evidently he's sending photos of her without her knowledge or permission or even knowing that these photos existed.
How did he get the photos? He was secretly taking pictures of her?
Is that wrong?
Oh, my God.
Yes, that's what he was
doing.
And
who was he sharing them with?
His homies.
Oh, my God.
So there's like some screen grab of him talking about that she posted where he feels, I feel terrible about my casual response to him sending me nudes of people. I don't know. I mean, it's like, it's just so sordid. Like, this guy is just like, you know. And I'm mad at him mostly because he's from an oil tycoon.
But he has everything. I mean, this guy has everything that you could want in the world. Wealth, like generational wealth, an acting career that is like soaring. He's handsome. And this is how he behaves?
Sounds like
he. But you know what? Here's the thing. It's entitlement.
Him.
Entitled people act like this.
Yes.
He feels like everything that he has, he deserves and more.
And I feel I don't get anything that I deserve and more.
He should be more like his mom, Drew Ann, who was a former bank loan officer. I bet she didn't feel that way. Although I'm sure she did. She raised him to feel like an entitled prick. Like he can take pictures of people and pass them around and cut people's toes off and stick them in his pocket.
Yeah, like take a rib off and eat it.
Ugh. Here's a little bit of trivia for you. The Arm and Hammer baking soda company, they also make like cleaning products and stuff like that. It began in the 1860s, and it was a spice business known as Vulcan Spice Mills, and the logo is an arm and hammer representing the god Vulcan, the Roman god of fire and metalworking. And people always thought that it had something to do with Arm and Hammer, but it was actually being used 31 years before that guy was born. But people asked Arm and Hammer about it so often that he tried to buy the company. And they would not sell it to him. And so then he went and bought enough stocks in the company through his Occidental Petroleum for him to join the board of directors. I mean, that sounds like a little egomaniacal.
This is Armie Hammer's father?
That's the grandfather or great-grandfather, whatever, the oil tycoon. Couldn't leave well enough alone.
Yeah, and now all his grandson can do is take new photos of unsuspecting women and hand them out to their friends and talk about taking toes off him, carrying him in his pocket, and taking the ribs from his lady friends and eating them.
But you know what would help with the odor of the dismembered toes in his pocket? Baking soda.
You know how people, I don't know why people do this at their wedding. Like they put, like you and I didn't do this. I'd have been pissed if you did this. Or why? I mean, I don't even know if we ever discussed it, but people like rub their wedding cake in their face, their groom or their new spouses, their new
right. They make a big mess
wife.
Out of it.
Why do they do that, Heather?
I think that they think it's funny, but I actually think it's kind of mean. I don't. I think it's not a great way to start your life together. Like, I mean, obviously you've had life together before that, but. By shoving food in each other's faces?
I don't want to be messy. I don't want cake and crumbs on my face. And, presumably, you spend a lot of time on your makeup if you're a gal. I don't want a bunch of, like, frosting and sticky stuff on my face or on my collar, on my jacket, my lapel. Nothing would bring me less comfort.
Also the guests have to watch and pretend like it's cute, like, oh, ha, 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 you know, tee, hee, hee, isn't it funny? Like, just now, just cut the freaking cake and let's have cake and get it over with.
We were talking the other day about our plan for
the reenactment.
Our wedding reenactment. We gotta get a cake.
Yeah, you were telling me about something that happened with somebody's
cake. Well, there's
this
viral video of this groom throwing a wedding cake, literally throwing half the cake at his bride's head, which basically knocked her down.
Oh my God.
And it was posted by the bride.
She thought it was funny?
Her name is Kelsey Carson. I'm sorry for sniffling, Heather. I know that's
it drives me nuts.
It's a pet peeve of yours, but it's all the methamphetamine I've been snorting. It's going crazy in my sinuses. Anyway, she goes by the TikTok handle at KelsBoydD3. In the last few weeks, it's been viewed by a whopping 2.8 million people. It's been viewed a whopping 2.8 million times.
Oh, my God. I'm watching it right now.
And do you know why it's been viewed 2.8 million times? Because people are lost in their fucking lives. They got nothing better to do than watch viral videos. Anyway.
When was this wedding that everyone's sitting there not... Oh, I see someone wearing a mask.
Anyway, they're both from Kingston, Tennessee.
Of course. Sorry.
None of them are wearing masks.
Wait, hold on. I shouldn't say that. None of them from Tennessee.
The lighthearted couple decided to partake in the time-honored cake smash tradition. When it came time to cut the cake... Unbeknownst to Kelsey, her groom had his own ideas for how to make it, quote, unique, unquote. So per tradition, Kelsey, the bride, took a small piece of cake and spread it on her husband's face. The couple laughed. The wedding guests were entertained. But when it came time for Tony to go, he apparently decided to up the ante. And guess what he did, Heather, to the shock of the wedding guests?
What did he do?
He took off several layers off the top of the wedding cake and threw him in her face.
Oh my God.
In fact, he threw the cake so hard that it practically knocked her down. I give this marriage about 6 minutes. I was going to say 6 weeks. I would give about 6 minutes because this guy's going to kill her.
Well, her name is Kelsey?
Yeah.
Kelsey, why are you posting this? Why are you posting this? Like, ha ha ha, look at this. My husband knocked me out. Hee hee hee.
Cut to them both. Storming the Capitol.
But also, wedding cakes are expensive.
But people were commenting, divorce on the next level, commented one person. That's not only aggressive, but so embarrassing, someone else chimed in. If he's comfortable doing that in front of all her friends and fam, scary. Damn, I agree.
Yeah, my dad would have had a big problem if you had knocked me out at our wedding.
If I just, like, smashed you with a cake, yeah.
Oh, my God. People, I think my whole family would have a problem with it.
Oh, hell yeah. I mean, my family would have been really upset, not so much at me throwing the cake in your face, but, you know, less cake for them to eat.
You remember former Donald Trump attorney Michael Cohen? The one who in his...
This is Michael Cade.
No, not Michael Cade, Michael Cohen. The one who before Congress kept talking about the big dumps.
This is Michael Cade.
Yeah, Mr. Trump. Mr. Trump would like to take a big dump. He'd like the big news dump. Anyway, Michael Cohen is in the news because... you know how Trump issued a whole bunch of pardons.
I like Michael Cohen. I think he did some horrible things. He paid the price, but you know now he's come clean and he speaks truth. I think
so too.
Yeah.
I mean he didn't before, I guess, but so he told Alex Witt on MSNBC that he was wondering why Trump didn't issue pardons for himself and his children, or Giuliani. He said I've known Mr. Trump for well over a decade. I started thinking to myself, it doesn't really make sense because it's not like Donald Trump. So what am I missing? He's not even calling him Mr. Trump anymore. Cohen concluded that Trump could have already pardoned himself, his children, and Giuliani in secret in what he referred to as pocket pardons. I kind of think I figured it out. I think Donald Trump has actually given himself the pardon. I kind of think I figured it out. I think Donald Trump has actually given himself the pardon. I think he also has pocket pardons for his children and for Rudy, and it's already stashed somewhere that if and when they do get indicted and there's a criminal conviction, federal criminal conviction brought against him, that he already has the pardons in hand. He did some research over the weekend. That's good. He's doing his homework into whether or not the Constitution requires that pardons be disclosed to the American people and to the press. I couldn't find anything that said it does. And that, to me, is more in line with what George Conway is trying to say about how Donald Trump doesn't care about the law, how he will skirt the law, and how he will do anything to benefit himself. And that includes even, you know, doing something like this with a pocket pardon.
I got a pardon in my pocket and it's ready to roar.
Well, I mean, you can't just pardon. You have to list what you're pardoning them for, don't you? You can't just pardon someone. It's not a get out of jail free card. You have to say, OK, I'm pardoning Giuliani for lying to the American people and inciting an insurrection.
Yeah.
Right. You would have to say, I'm pardoning Ivanka for whatever Ivanka has done, all her Hatch Act violations. And I'm sure much, much more.
Hatch Act violations?
Hatch Act.
Oh, I thought you said hat check violations.
Yeah, she was checking things that in the hat check, but that were not hats.
No, she was just checking hats that didn't belong to her. All over Manhattan, checking hats. I'd like to check this. She has hat claims stashed all over her, you know, various properties.
What did people used to do when they wore hats, if they would go to a restaurant?
Hat check.
That, like where the coat check was, there was also a hat check?
Well, that of course, hat check.
But what if it was just like a diner and didn't have a hat check? What would you do with your hat?
Put it on the Heather, I don't know. I got too many other things to worry about.
Do you think Trump has given himself a pocket pardon?
Absolutely.
Oh my God.
He's been, yeah, but you're probably right. He probably thinks it's like a little card, like a little card that says, he probably has a bunch of cards that says pardon.
Yeah, he probably wrote it out on little cards.
P-A-R-D-E-N. Here's a pardon. I don't do a Trump impression. I should, but I don't. Here's a pardon for Giuliani. It's just a card. Pardon. I love the idea of the picture of DJ Trump sitting in Mar-a-Lago in the renovated house or condo that he hates. He hates the renovation that Melania did. Sitting there stewing with his overstuffed burger gut, fuming about Dr. Fauci, Anthony Fauci on television, talking about what a numbskull Trump is, how he bungled everything, and everybody loving Fauci and Trump just sitting there stewing. And
yeah, Fauci's practically giddy.
Stewing in his own stewy behind juices.
Oh, God.
Trump's juicy behind.
Oh, God.
His stewy juicy behind. Oh. Ew. Can you imagine Trump's stewy nasty after he spends 10 minutes golfing and he comes in and his behind is all stewy and...
Oh, okay. Okay.
Gross, and there's planes flying overhead with banners saying, oh, so, I love it.
Come see us again tomorrow. Maybe
Sorry
we'll get
for that
to some
outburst, Heather.
Yeah, you owe everybody an apology for that one.
All that stewy stuff. I don't even know what that means, stewy booty.
Maybe we'll do some letters or something tomorrow to take our mind off what you just said.
Yeah. Y'all come back now here.